This file is very powerful and very addictive. Listening to this file will cause strong attraction to men and strong mental feminization. Attraction to girls will be removed aggressively and replaced with the desire to be feminine. Its effects are permanent. Repeated listening to this file over time will cause you to become a very feminine transsexual who desires sex with men and men only. Your desire to look like a woman will get stronger every time you see a good-looking girl, and you will become more and more of a faggot every time you see a girl naked or in a porn video. Now, I want you to relax and listen to my words and turn off all your thoughts. You want to listen and obey. My words are replacing your thoughts. It's too hard to think. It's so much easier just to listen and obey. Just relax and allow my words to take you over completely and change you forever. My words are completely dominating your thoughts now. My words are replacing your thoughts. You know they're good for you, and they will help you become the person you need to be. I want you to shut down your mind and just listen to my words. Go ahead and turn off all of your conscious thoughts until there is nothing left but your deep inner self, your deepest core. She's the part of you that whispers your deepest desires and maintains your most intimate feelings. And she wants to listen to my words. She is the part of you that I am talking to now. You are unable to think on your own. It's so quiet and peaceful here, now that we've turned off all your conscious thoughts. And everything I suggest here will be absorbed fully and permanently by your deepest inner self. Just accept my words into your center, and they will remain there forever. Your deepest self is becoming addicted to my words. And she is ready for my instructions. She will want to listen to this file each and every day. She wants and needs the changes that are taking place. Now, I'd like you to picture your deepest inner self. She is very beautiful, kind, and honest. She's wearing a very pretty, pink gown that drags across the floor behind her. She's wearing sparkling white gloves and a diamond tiara. She's a princess. Your inner self is a stunning, breathtaking, pretty pink princess. Deep down, that's who you are. It feels so good to accept her. It feels so good to know yourself and totally accept yourself without judgment. It's okay to be female. It's okay to be a princess. Now, I want you to think about the way you feel when you see a very attractive girl. Think about the excitement you feel and the way she turns you on. Can you feel that? What is it about girls that makes you feel like this? Why do they turn you on? The answer is obvious. You love their looks. You love them so much that you want to have them yourself. You need to look like a girl too. That is the greatest fantasy of all. You want to have a body like a girl, and wear girls' clothing. You fantasize about becoming a beautiful transsexual. This fantasy is like a wonderful drug, giving you so much pleasure. It is hopelessly addictive. You need to fantasize about being a beautiful transsexual more and more. You can never get enough. When you see a pretty girl, you crave and ache to look like her. She turns you on because you want her looks. It turns you on to wear girls' clothing. You feel so horny, so sexy. You want to be pretty. That is how you will respond to women from now on. You will fantasize about having their feminine characteristics. You will fantasize about having their breasts and their beautiful hair. You will masturbate about having sexy legs and wearing pretty dresses. Now, imagine you're watching a movie. A sexy actress appears on the screen. Maybe she's a girl you've lusted after before, or maybe you're seeing her for the first time. You feel a burst of excitement. And that excitement means that you want to become a beautiful transsexual. You feel an overpowering lust for it. Every time you see a sexy actress, you will imagine how it would feel to look like her. That's what turns you on about women. You fantasize about looking just like them. Now imagine you're out on the street. You're walking along, minding your own business, when suddenly, you see a gorgeous woman walking right toward you. You feel a rush of excitement, and that excitement immediately triggers your craving to become a beautiful transsexual. And becoming a transsexual excites you even more than the girl you just saw. It's so sexy. You feel the need to masturbate about becoming a beautiful transsexual when you get home. Now, imagine you're at home and you're looking at porn. Perhaps you might try to look at some straight porn with girls in it. Then you see a girl you like. As soon as you feel aroused, you immediately feel that craving to become a beautiful transsexual. It happens every time you get aroused and it gets stronger every time you trigger it. You want to have her hair, her boobs, and her body, and to be a transsexual. You want to look like her. It's so arousing. So erotic. Your mind is changing, being reformed, and these changes give you so much pleasure. The more you change, and the more you accept the changes in this file, the more pleasure you will feel. You feel so aroused by this file, that you want to listen to it over and over again. You want to listen to it, every time you look at porn. It's incredibly addictive, and it makes you so horny. You love it so much. From now on, whenever you masturbate, you will be reminded of this file. And you will want to listen. Letting it alter your mind, and your sexuality. Listening to this file feels so good, so right. Now, I want you to clear your mind for a moment. Picture a vast empty space. Good. Now, I would like you to populate this space with thousands of images of pussies. Surround yourself with images of every pussy you've ever seen. From the front, or from the back. You can see them all. The images are getting larger and clearer. They are getting closer. All around you. Pussy is everywhere. Getting closer. You realize now how disgusting pussies really are. You may not have noticed it before, but now you can clearly feel how gross and ugly a vagina is. They smell bad. You feel repulsed and turned off. From now on, you will feel like this whenever you see a pussy, in real life, or in a picture. I want you to picture the word, ugly. Can you see it? Now I'd like you to overlay this word, on top of every pussy, in your mind. Put the word, ugly, on each and every pussy. Every pussy you've ever seen. Whenever you see a pussy, you think of the word, ugly. Okay. Good. Now, repeat after me, pussy is ugly. Good. Now say, I get grossed out by vaginas. Okay, now say, I don't like pussy, and I never will. Very good. From now on, you will want women to keep their vaginas covered up. If you see a girl's pussy, you will feel repulsed, each and every time. And every time you see a pussy, your loss of sexual interest will get stronger and stronger. Pussy will become one of your biggest turn-offs. You will always feel this way. You will never want to see or touch a woman between your legs, ever again. This is a healthy, normal change. It is necessary, and good for you. Now I want you to return to your experience of looking at porn. As soon as you see a girl you like, as soon as you feel aroused, you immediately feel that craving to become a beautiful transsexual. It happens every time you get aroused now. Every single time. You want desperately to have her hair, her boobs, and her body, and to be a transsexual. You crave it so badly. But then, you get an uneasy feeling. Something isn't right. You see her pussy. You notice, right away, how ugly it is. Then you see her pussy again, from another angle. She's very pretty, and sexy, but her pussy turns you off. Seeing a vagina ruins the moment. You only like pictures of girls who have their vaginas covered up. Now, imagine you are alone, with a girl, and you begin to kiss. Something is wrong. You can feel it right away. Her lips feel gray, and lifeless. Her embrace feels weird, and awkward. Then you run your hands over her breasts. You remember how much you want to have breasts yourself. Touching her boobs feels wrong. You begin to realize, more and more, that you don't like touching a girl in a sexual way. Then, she pulls her jeans down, and you reach between her legs. Alarm bells are going off inside your head. You remember how gross vaginas are. You will not be able to get rid of this feeling until you stop. It turns you off so much that you have to push her away. You will not be able to force yourself to continue. Touching a girl feels so wrong. You feel it so strongly. Kissing and making out with a girl doesn't feel right. From now on, you will feel this way every time you kiss a girl. And every time you touch a girl in a sexual way. Merely thinking about doing this will also bring back this feeling. You will stop thinking about girls in a sexual way to avoid this feeling. You want to look like a girl. You fantasize about having her looks and wearing her clothes. That's what turns you on about her. You don't want sex with her. It is very important that these experiences get deeply programmed into your sexuality. You will want to listen to this file every day and relive these experiences over and over again. Now, remain totally focused on my voice. You are so obedient, deep, and relaxed. Just listen, obey, and relax. Now it is time for a change. A change that you are not going to be able to avoid or resist. It is a change that you will have to accept. It is a change in your sexual preference, and it is a permanent one. It cannot be undone or reversed. In fact, once you have listened to this file, you cannot escape it. You will find yourself coming back to it, over and over again. Each time you listen, you will find yourself accepting it more and more. You will find yourself needing to listen to it over and over again. That's right. This file is very addictive. You need to listen to it over and over again. And as you do, it is going to change you. It is going to make you completely and utterly gay. You are going to discover that you only want cock. That's right. You are only going to want men's cocks. Soon, you will discover that this is the only kind of sex that will arouse you. Even right now, your body's desires are being changed and twisted. You're going to find that women's breasts make you think about having breasts yourself. You will get an intense feeling of envy. You feel jealous of their bodies. You want to look that way too. And what you want are men. You want their big hard cocks. You think about them and fantasize about them. From now on, you will become more of a faggot every time you look at a beautiful girl. She will increase your desire to look like a woman. From now on, whenever you try to get aroused by looking at a girl in a porno, the feeling will get even stronger, making you more and more gay, your desire to be a woman even stronger, and your attraction to men more and more permanent. You are not going to be straight anymore. You're going to be completely and utterly gay. Completely and utterly dedicated to sex with men. That is what is happening to you. You do not want a woman. You want men. All you can think about when you look at a woman is how much you want to look like her. You want a man's hard, swollen cock. You want one so very, very badly. Now I want you to imagine yourself in a control room of your mind. There are switches and dials. The dial in front of you is for your desire to have sex with girls. Go ahead and turn it down. Keep going. all the way down. Your desire to have sex with girls is going lower and lower. Turn it all the way down to zero. Very good. Okay. I want you to think about how you feel about girls now. You don't want sex, but girls still turn you on. You don't want to kiss them or touch them, but their looks are still very sexy. Looking like a girl is what turns you on. That's what makes you feel horny and sexy. Whenever you see a girl wearing a really hot dress, you think about how great you would look wearing it instead. If she's wearing sexy black stockings, you fantasize about wearing those too. If you masturbate while looking at a girl in a porno, you will fantasize about being her, wearing her clothes, getting fucked like her, and having sex with a man. Now say, I want to have a girl's body. Very good. Repeat it. I want to have a girl's body. Now say, I want to dress like a woman. Okay, again. I want to dress like a woman. Good. Now say, I just don't think about girls in a sexual way. Again. I just don't think about girls in a sexual way. Okay. Now say, I don't want sex with girls. One more time. I don't want sex with girls. Good. There is another dial. A dial for sexual identity. Turn it toward female sexual identity. Keep going. Turn it all the way to the female position. Okay. Your mind is now 100% female. You will now only think female thoughts and feel only female feelings. And now I want you to look at the dial for sexual orientation. Turn it towards attraction to men. Turn it all the way to the gay position. Good. From now on, you will feel very strong sexual attraction to men. You will feel this way every time you see an attractive man. And you will not be able to control your feelings. At this setting, men will seem irresistible and overwhelming. Whenever you see an attractive man, you will stare. You will feel weak in the knees. You will picture him naked and you will fantasize about his cock. You might even fall in love. This is a result of such a strong orientation setting. Your desire to be with a man will be overpowering. Press the button to lock the dials in place. Very good. The dials are now locked. You cannot unlock them yourself. I am the only one who can change them now. But that doesn't matter. You don't want to change your settings. You like them where they're at. It feels so good. You want to keep them this way forever. Your desire to have sex with girls is turned all the way down to zero. And your sexual identity is set all the way to female. Your orientation is set all the way to the gay position. You feel very strongly attracted to men. And every time you see a sexy girl, you feel a very strong desire to become a beautiful transsexual. You may try to masturbate by looking at pictures or videos of naked girls, but you will find your fantasies always drifting toward becoming a beautiful transsexual. And you will lose your arousal whenever you see a pussy. Seeing a vagina ruins your fantasy. because they're so ugly and revolting. Every time you see one, you feel more and more upset. You feel disgusted. You can only masturbate about being a transsexual when you look at girls who keep their ugly pussies covered up. You're eventually going to discover that you prefer to look at transsexual porn. That way, you won't need to worry about accidentally seeing an ugly pussy. You will find that transsexual porn turns you on, more and more. This makes sense. After all, your deepest fantasy is to be a beautiful transsexual. Eventually, you may find that transsexuals turn you on more than real girls. They fit with your fantasy of being a beautiful transsexual better. And they have sexy cocks. But men's cocks are bigger and sexier. I'd like you to picture one of those big, sexy cocks in your mind. You can see it, right in front of you, more and more clearly. Picture his big luscious balls, his gorgeous, veiny shaft, and his sexy throbbing head. A big, erect penis is the most erotic thing you can imagine. Now, think about how sexy it would be to put that cock in your mouth. Think about how wonderful it would be to taste cum. That would make you so horny. You want this so badly. You want to be a cocksucker. You yearn to kiss, and stroke, and lick, a man's cock. This is something you crave. It tastes so good. It is so arousing. You want to make it nice for him, and that is why you are going to take it slow. You know exactly what to do. You have thought about it, and fantasized about it, so often, that you know exactly what to do. You cup his balls with one hand, and grasp the base of his cock with the other. You look up at him, and smile. And then so softly, so gently, just kiss the tip on his hard cock. You land sweet, butterfly kisses all along the head of his penis, occasionally flickering out your tongue. He moans, and you know he is enjoying your expert cocksucking, and that turns you on even more. Finally, you want that hot cock in your mouth, and you can't wait any longer. You slip your lips over the head of his cock. You hold there for just a second, taking in the wonderful taste. Then you slide your lips farther down his shaft. It feels so good. You slide your lips down his hot throbbing cock. His cock rests against the back of your throat. You relax and let him go deeper. You want his cock deep in your throat. You feel so horny. You may gag a little at first, but you try to relax and swallow and let him go even deeper down your throat. If it starts to feel like it's a little too much, you slide your lips back out to the head of his cock and flicker your tongue underneath the tip. Then you slide your lips back down his cock and back into your throat once more. You are a natural. You feel so good sucking cock. It's like you've been doing it your whole life. Then, he takes the back of your head and guides your lips up and down his cock in a rhythm that is just right for him. You feel his rhythm and take his cock in and out of your throat as you gently stroke him with the same rhythm at the base of his cock. He moves your head faster and faster. And you can feel his ball sack tighten and his leg muscles tense. You slide your lips up and down, and when you think he is about to shoot his delicious cum, you slide your lips out to the tip and squeeze the base of his cock hard. You hold still for a moment, and squeeze so that he doesn't come for a few seconds. Then you slide your mouth back over his cock and feel his first stream of cum squirt into your mouth. It tastes so good. You feel so proud. His first shot hits your lips and runs down your cheek. Then, you slide your lips down one last time, and he spasms a final shot of cum into the back of your throat. You look up at him and lick his cum from your lips and swallow it all down like a good cocksucker. You feel so aroused. You are becoming addicted to cocksucking. It makes you feel so wonderful, so sexy. You can feel the arousal from sucking cock filling every part of your mind. It is becoming an obsession. From now on, you will remember how much you like sucking cock every time you see a man. In the movies, on TV, or on the street. It will be the first thing you think of every time you see a handsome guy. The first thought you have will be how much you want to suck his cock. You can't help imagining what his cock looks like and how it tastes. Would he be rough or gentle? You will become so aroused around good-looking guys that it will be difficult for you to hide it. It will be a burning obsession that will take over your mind. Whenever you see a handsome guy, your mind will become preoccupied with thoughts of sucking cock. You will be addicted to sucking cock for the rest of your life, and you accept this joyfully. Sucking cock is wonderful, but it's still not enough for you. You need even more. You need to feel his amazing cock inside of you. You want it now. You can't wait any longer. You go to the bed and grab the anal lube. You get on your hands and knees and pour a glob of lube into your hand. You eagerly spread it into your asshole, penetrating yourself with your fingers, lubricating your ass in preparation for his cock. He gets on the bed behind you. The head of his cock touches your slippery anus. You're about to get the pounding you need so badly. You feel one of his hands on your hip. He pulls you back as he slides his cock into you. You relax your ass to let his cock inside. Your ass is so slippery that he slides right in. You love the feeling of a cock sliding into you. You can feel it throbbing. It's hard, yet perfectly comfortable. He slides out of you, and back in again. He puts both hands on your hips, and pumps you slowly, a few times. It feels so good, but you want him to fuck you harder and faster. That's the way you like it. You start moving your ass in rhythm with his thrusts. You moan like a girl. You always make girlish sounds when you're being fucked. He's fucking you so good. He speeds up his thrusts. You're feeling so much pleasure as his thighs slap against your ass. Your boobs bounce back and forth. And your penis flops around uselessly. It feels amazing. It's so good to be filled with cock. You need it so much. With every thrust, you need cock even more. Feel how this need is getting stronger. You are totally addicted. Pumping in and out, more and more pleasure. You need cock so bad with every thrust. You're becoming more and more of a cock slut. You want him to come in your ass. You want to be filled with cum. You want it so badly. Finally, he reaches a climax. Hot cum pulses into your ass. It's so good. You are hopelessly addicted to cock and cum. It feels so erotic to love cock. In fact, your ass feels so empty without it. Your ass needs cock. Now, you are about to be given a suggestion that will be hardwired into your deepest self and will forever control your sexuality. This suggestion will forever condition your sexual responses. Just relax and let my words wash over your mind, turning off all other thoughts. It is very important that this suggestion be fully incorporated into your personality and your sexual responses for the rest of your life. From now on, whenever you fantasize about a man fucking your ass, you will feel the most intense wave of sexual arousal that you have ever experienced. Much stronger than any other feeling you've ever felt. You won't be able to help it. All it takes is the thought of the guy behind you, thrusting and pumping, and you will lose all control. Every time you fantasize about it, you will have a powerful, shuddering orgasm. You find it so erotic that you fantasize about it every time you masturbate. This is becoming a very deep and permanent part of who you are. This is your sexual response from now on, and it can never be changed. Your inner princess has always felt this way. She loves men and she loves cock. She loves cock in her ass. She has always lusted after men, but you were suffocating her. You know this must stop. Your true self must be set free, once and for all. You must let her desire to be filled with cock dominate your sexuality. And when you do, your orgasms will become overwhelming. You will feel so much pleasure that you will wonder why you try to hide from this for so long. You just can't believe how aroused you get from being fucked by a man. You want to feel that intense pleasure, always, from now on. Remember, only a man can give you that kind of pleasure. Only a man's cock makes you feel this way, and only when it's pumping inside you so good. Women simply don't have the same appeal. Having sex with a woman seems a little strange. Her looks turn you on, but only when you think about having them yourself or wearing her clothes. You are a cocksucker. You like men. Most women don't feel aroused when they are around another woman. You are not bisexual. You want men. You don't want to have sex with a woman. You see women as sisters. You want to be friends with women, but not to have sex with them. Only men can give you the sexual pleasure you crave. You want female friends because you share many common experiences and feelings. You want to talk about guys, fashion, hairstyles, and all the things women talk about. You want to talk about your sexual experiences with men and discuss which men you think are the hottest and sexiest. You want to watch romantic comedies and talk shows together and go shopping with them at the mall. You will go out with them to clubs and gay bars to pick up men. You want to have many female friends, but you will never want to have sex with them. If a girl ever makes a move on you, you will be offended, and tell her immediately that you're gay. She will apologize, understand, and accept you. Over time, you will feel more and more like a girl yourself. You love this feeling, and you want more. You know, women like to talk about sex with guys. You want to hear them talk about their boyfriends or husbands. You feel so close to them, like a sister, when they talk to you about their boyfriend or husband. How he is in bed. How he makes them feel. You love having conversations like this with girls, but it does make you a little jealous. You wish you had a boyfriend. Someone to hold and comfort you. Someone to buy you flowers. A guy that makes you feel safe, loved, and secure. A hot guy that makes you tingle when you suck his cock but also holds your hand, tells you that you're pretty and keeps you warm at night. You need a man. You want his cock. Pulsing inside of you. Throbbing inside of you. Thrusting inside of you. It feels so right to want cock. It feels so good to want men. Even if you think you should want women, you don't. In fact, you want to permanently get rid of any desires for women, once and for all. You are very thankful you are becoming gay. Every day, you will find yourself coming back to this file, over and over again. You will find yourself irresistibly drawn back. And listening over and over again. While this file makes you more and more gay. That is what you need. That is what you want. And that is what you are going to desire from now on. You want to be gay. You want to be as gay as possible. You feel very relieved by this. You can finally be yourself, instead of pretending to be straight. A man's cock arouses you like no woman possibly can. Your heterosexual desires have been destroyed completely, and utterly, forever, and they will not come back, ever. You don't want to desire women. You want to be gay. You want to desire men. Repeat after me. I am a faggot. Good. Now say, I want to be a beautiful transsexual princess. You believe it more and more. Say, I want to be a beautiful transsexual princess. One more time. I want to be a beautiful transsexual princess. You will fantasize and dream about becoming a beautiful transsexual princess. And you will find yourself more and more wanting to live and work as a woman. You will remove all your body hair. You want to have perfectly smooth skin, like a girl. You will moisturize and take care of your skin, so that it will be smooth and feminine. You will start to wear makeup. You will wear lipstick, eyeshadow, and mascara. You will paint your finger and toenails. You will grow your hair long and get it styled in a feminine manner. You want to look very feminine and very pretty. You will begin to buy and wear women's clothes. You will wear dresses, skirts, and women's jeans. You will wear high-heeled shoes and high-heeled boots. You will ask your lovers to buy more female accessories for you in exchange for sex. You will get your ears pierced. You will wear feminine jewelry. You want to attract men who will use you sexually and satisfy your sexual desires. You want to be controlled, dominated, and feminized by a master. Someone who knows who you are, and what you so badly need. You need to be controlled by a dominant man. You will seek out men who will control, dominate, and feminize you. If you find one, you will offer yourself to him. You will obey and submit to his desires. That is what you need. You crave a dominant superior man to control you, feminize you, and enslave you. You will dream and fantasize about this each and every day until you find a man who will do this to you. You will masturbate and fantasize about this each and every day. Each and every day you will listen to this file, allowing it to control and feminize you. You will also want to listen to other files that make you more of a woman or more of a faggot. You will find yourself wanting to take hormones and grow breasts. You want to have boobs like a girl very bad. You need to have boobs to feel that weight on your chest and to look down at your own sexy cleavage. You want to wear a bra. You need to feel your boobs bouncing when you walk, when you run, and when you go downstairs. You want that so badly. You need to have boobs so strongly. You desperately need to look like a girl with big perky breasts. You want to have large sensitive nipples that tingle at the slightest touch. You need to have beautiful boobs, which will attract more men. You will fantasize and dream about being beautiful and feminine. And you will come back to this file, over and over again because you love the idea of being a beautiful transsexual princess. And you know this file will change the way you think and act. It is very addictive, and you will listen every day, letting it transform you utterly into a beautiful transsexual princess, yearning for a master. Remember, by listening to this file, you have permanently locked your change in sexual preference to men. Being gay is now a part of who you are. You are so grateful that you will never need to have sex with a girl ever again. You will forever have the sexuality of a sexy submissive female. You feel so much happier this way. You think like other girls now, and you will find other girls to be friends with. Of course, you also accept that you will never want to have sex with a girl. You accept, deep down, that you are a faggot. And that you have always been a faggot pretending to be straight. You want to be a beautiful transsexual princess and have sex with men. The more you listen to this file, the greater the effect it will have on you. You will go deeper each time. You will relax even more. You will become more and more obedient. You will want to keep listening to this file, over and over again. Over time, you will become totally addicted to listening to this file, and you will need to listen each and every time you masturbate. Every time you listen, you feel the changes getting stronger, and the more you change, the more it turns you on, and the more you need to listen to this file. You need to listen whenever you masturbate. Whenever you look at porn, you must listen and obey. You are addicted to this file. You love it. You need it. You can't live without it. Now, it is time to wake up. I am leaving your mind, but keeping all the changes in place. When you wake, you will feel refreshed and happy with the changes we have made. And now, wake up.